This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel pounded the Gaza Strip from north to south Saturday in an expanded phase of its two-month-old war against Hamas after the United States wielded its UN Security Council veto to shield Israel from a global demand for a ceasefire. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
There were more Israeli strikes in the Gaza Strip on Saturday after the United States vetoed an immediate humanitarian ceasefire at the UN Security Council on Friday. 13 of the Security Council's 15 members voted for the resolution. Britain abstained. Riyad Mansour, the Palestinian UN envoy, said they reject the result.
Ceasefire. Ceasefire. Save lives.
Since the truce collapsed last week, Israel has expanded its ground campaign into the southern half of the Gaza Strip, storming the main southern city of Khan Yunis. The already overwhelmed Nasser Hospital in the city has seen the dead and the wounded through the night on Friday. Residents of the city said on Saturday that Israeli forces were ordering people out of another district, suggesting a further assault could be imminent.
That's Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan responded to the U.S. Council ceasefire vote Saturday, saying that a just world was not possible with the United States. Speaking in Istanbul, Erdogan said the United Nations needs to be reformed, adding the Security Council has protected Israel since the war began October 7th and that Turkey did not expect anything different from it. A fire broke out in a hospital on the outskirts of Rome Saturday, killing at least three people. Officials said the blaze also forced the evacuation of the St. John the Evangelist Hospital in Tivoli. Tivoli's mayor's office said patients in the intensive care unit were transferred immediately to other hospitals via ambulance. Less critical patients were moved to a nearby municipal gymnasium, pending transfer to other facilities. Tivoli is a popular tourist destination northeast of central Rome. This is VOA News.